Hello everyone, it's Nico here in Sakuluma Podcast. Yes, I'm so excited to be here today because this is a special episode. So yeah, you're going to hear me talking and then we're going to hear my friend Ishmael talking to three people. The topic is about home office support. Is it enough? Is it good for people? And Ishmael is the founder of Help Asylum Seekers in Glasgow. It's a project based in Glasgow. So he's going to interview these people, part of his project, but we decided to work on this together. So to put it on the podcast. So yeah, on this episode, you're going to hear mainly Ishmael talking to the people, interviewing them about their own lived experience and as well sharing their stories. And yeah, before I hand over to Ishmael, please support us on Spotify and Facebook, Instagram. But on Spotify, please follow us on Spotify. The more numbers we have, the more message goes across around the world if you share it with your friends. So I'm just going to hand over to Ishmael.
This broadcasting about asylum support, I'm going to talk or to interview some of group members about the asylum systems and how long have you been in asylum systems, and to tell me about their experience about the asylum support.
Yes, that is the issue, because when you speak to some people, they don't even know that you're not allowed to work. That is the truth. When you still speak to some people, they're like, you get free housing, you get benefits, you get this, you get that. And when you start talking to them about the challenges you're going through, you're forced to live under, what, £45 a week. You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to do a lot of this. You're not allowed to claim benefits. You're not entitled to public funds. They become really surprised. They're like, no, this is not what we thought it was. But speaking to you has made us understand that you've been placed on a ban. There are a lot of limitations and that there are a lot of things you cannot do. So the community, again, it's going to remove that negative narrative from the community that asylum seekers are only here to claim benefits. No, they are not. It's the circumstance they find themselves in. A lot of asylum seekers were doing well in their country. Somebody like myself, I never thought that there would be a day in my life where I will have to flee and be forced to live under this kind of condition. So it's not just about that. It's not like we choose what happens to us. It's just destiny that happens. It's just life that happens to some of us that has made us find ourselves in this kind of situation and condition that we can't change.
Yeah, even the some asylum seekers who in the hotels, they only receiving £9 a week. So that's really
literal. I was in a hotel before I moved to a temporary accommodation, and I can tell you, I never got a penny. They never gave me any money. So people that are living in the hotel now are even better than I was when I was. I lived in the hotel for 8 months with no single penny.
How was you surviving?
I was only surviving with whatever food I was given. Very difficult for me, but you cannot complain. There was nothing you could do. Who are you going to complain to?
Is there any options for the food you like it, you or test it so you can get it?
The food was really, really bad. That it was one of it, as a result, I developed a lot of complications in my stomach. Yeah. So the food is not something, it wasn't edible. We were throwing the food because we couldn't eat it, even though we were hungry. We couldn't eat it. We complained a lot of times about the food, but nothing was done about it. They kept on saying, if you don't like it, then leave it. How incompassionate can you be? And then I asked these people, I'm like, can you eat this food? If you can eat it, then yeah, I can eat it. But if you cannot eat it, what makes you feel that somebody, a human being, can eat it as well? So it is a very, very difficult thing. Now the people that are in the hotel get £9. I never got £9. I lived for 8 months in the hotel with no single penny.
So if you have an appointment, how will you get the money to buy a bus ticket?
I speak to the hotel,
yeah,
and it is the hotel that books a taxi to come and take me and then bring me back, or else I will just have to walk.
If you want just to visit your friend, to go and to see them.
We were not even allowed to leave the hotel.
At
because
all?
It was COVID time. You were only allowed to take
during
a walk,
the COVID.
A walk. Yes, you were only allowed to take a walk to the park. And that even that walk, you're given a time to come back. So it's going to be like 5 or 10 minutes walk, and you're back to the hotel in your room during COVID.
Right, right. So that means people seeking asylums really are locked in poverty. That's true. So
it is true. It is a reality. People don't think it's a reality. They feel we get everything. It is not true. I am speaking from experience, and I'm not trying to exaggerate things. I'm just speaking from my experience. It is traumatic to be an asylum seeker. Honestly, I got to a point of telling myself, if I knew that coming here to seek an asylum would be like me being a criminal, maybe I would have just stayed in my country and died.
The next part of the interview, you're going to hear me talking to the next person. When did you come to the UK?
I moved to the UK 12 years ago, and I've been stuck up to now in the asylum system. So in the meantime, and...
How long have you been in asylum system?
12 years now.
Yeah, 12 years in asylum system.
Yes, 12 years. 12 yeah. Good years.
Yeah.
And it's been so tough and rough. So I've been through a lot of distress. I've been through mental health. I've been through a lot. So it's quite a long, long, long story.
Is 12 years in Glasgow or somewhere in...
12 years in Glasgow.
Oh, in Glasgow.
Yeah, 12 years in Glasgow.
Do you think the asylum support you're receiving every week is enough to just kind by your staff or essential things?
No, it's not enough. Honestly, it's not enough. If you look at the life we are living here today, £5 per day is nothing compared to what you're gonna be buying, how you're gonna be eating, how you're gonna, if you have transport, it's not gonna be enough. I think the solution is not giving £5 to someone and keeping in the asylum system for too long. It doesn't work. So I've been struggling, but I'm not gonna say, I'll be probably surviving. That's probably the word I can use to describe how I've been all these years in the asylum system. It's more surviving than anything else. Can be never enough. So you have to choose between, if you got £5 per day, if you're in section 95, for example, if you're in section 4, for example, you don't get any cash.
Yeah.
You just got the card that you can use in the supermarket or that kind of thing. So if you got roughly £5 per day, you have to choose between buying food or going to your appointment or going to meet your friend or going probably to community classes. So you have to choose. A £5 is just one meal per day. So it's not, it doesn't sound normal, it doesn't sound okay to have only £5 per day. So you got breakfast, you got lunch, you got dinner. So you have to choose between having a breakfast or lunch or dinner or travel and get the bus ticket. It costs you in Glasgow is nearly £5.40 today.
So you have to sacrifice something.
A lot. Yeah. You have to sacrifice a lot. So these bring things like distress, mental health, increased mental health, isolation. Because if you don't have money, you have to travel to go to the other side of the city. I'm not sure if you can afford that.
Mm.
You can't always walk because you end up with, you know, tired, and you probably not be able to do stuff that you plan for the next day. So you have to deal with everyday challenges. And it's really, really, really tough.
Mm.
It's really tough.
Do you think the money you receive from Home Office every week is enough to buy food, mobile top-up, and transport as well?
It's not enough. And again, you have to choose between all these things. It's £5 you get per day.
Yeah.
I remember when I came to this country 12 years ago, I think the asylum support was around £35. Today is £47. So from 2011
yeah.
up to 2023 today,
yeah.
you know, the money increased by how many? £35 to £47. So about £10 in yeah. nearly 12 years.
Right.
So that's nothing compared to the life we living today with all the crisis, the food crisis we have today. Yeah. It's not enough. So someone like me have to choose, have to make choices.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
you got £5 per day.
Okay.
If you got cash, if yeah. you don't have cash, you mm-hmm. can't have that luxury of choosing. Yeah. If you got cash, you have to choose between a bus fare, who costs £5.40,
yeah.
food,
yeah.
or top up. Yeah. So if you top up, you yeah. can't get food. If you get food, you can't get you won't be able to pay for your transport. So you have to choose. You have to cancel appointment.
Yeah.
You have to stay home because you don't have enough money to travel.
How that is affected you mentally?
Mentally, you feel absolutely flattened down. There's nothing you can do. You feel absolutely out of touch. You feel absolutely, you know, powerless. There's nothing you can do. There's stuff that you want to do, stuff that you want to achieve. You got plan for your life. You want to contribute. You want to go and see friend. You want to go and see your GP. You want to see. You want to go and visit a museum. You want to go out, you know, to socialize. You can't really do that because you're stuck in the system. Yeah. They keep you in the house. They keep you in the situation where, you know, you become ill. You think every day, all over, and your life is stuck in the limbo. There's no much you can do. You're not allowed a lot of things. And you find that your life is going down, is going back instead of, you know, moving forward. So you have to be all the time phoning your GP to try to look for an appointment. Mentally, you are not stable.
Mm-hmm.
So the stuff that you can do, even if you have chance to go to college,
mm.
it's very difficult to be able to get focus on your study
yeah.
and living that very, very harsh life.
Mm.
So it's a constant battle. You have to fight with everything. You have to fight with everything you go around, all the faults you have, trying to be stable, trying to be happy. It's quite difficult. It's really, really hard.
So do you have right to work?
No, I'm not allowed to work. Even I've got all this qualification,
yeah.
I'm not allowed to work.
Yeah.
Education is absolutely difficult. I remember firstly, with all the qualification I have, when I firstly arrived here in 12 years ago,
yeah.
I tried to go to university
mm-hmm.
and I complete a pre-entry course
mm-hmm.
successfully, and I applied for a scholarship. I couldn't get any scholarship. That was the first time I applied. That was in 2012
mm.
when I applied. I had a place
yeah.
to study at Strasbourg University at the business school.
Okay.
I couldn't go through because I couldn't get any scholarship. And I was planning to do a master in management. I couldn't get any scholarship, so I have to drop. I have to change my plan, and I decided to go to college.
Yeah.
And I studied ESOL, mm-hmm. higher ESOL.
Yeah.
When I finished my higher ESOL, I moved to another college in North Glasgow College.
Okay.
And I studied accounting, HND accounting.
Yeah.
And when I finished that, I was still in the system. And my tricks was to try to keep myself busy with things because my mental health was really, really kicking. And I was really, really getting, it was really, really getting bad. So going to college, for example, studying really, really helped me. So and so this is what I did from, I would say probably summer 2011 up to now. So I did things like higher ESOL, HND accounting, higher math, higher psychology, National 5 math, and HND business. And it's only after 11 years, I was lucky. Was lucky to be awarded a scholarship to start a master at Caledonian University. So I'm a master student at the moment.
Right. What's the benefit of granting people right to work unlimited when they're waiting for their claim to be decided? What's the benefit?
It's absolutely unlimited. To give a right to work to an asylum seeker is can benefit the community. It can benefit the economy. If you work, what's going to happen? You're going to feel happier. You're going to feel, you know, I would say probably connected, you know, to your community, connected to friends.
Yeah.
And socializing. On the top of that, you're going to pay your taxes.
Yeah.
That's a benefit, a good return to the community, good return to the state.
Yeah.
So giving the right to people to work is not just beneficial for the asylum seekers, but it's beneficial for the whole country, the whole community. And that's going to cut down the number of mental health in the community.
Yeah, the granting right to work to the people or to allow them to work, people who seeking asylum, also can utilize their skills or to practice.
Exactly. This is what I want.
Yeah.
I'm an investment banker.
Yeah.
I studied that. I got my master's in these two things, the banking or that kind of thing. I can't work here.
Mm.
And my fear is when I finish my master, I'm not going to be able to work again. I have to work. I have to wait. It's going to be a waste. I got a scholarship to study.
Mm.
And I'm not allowed to work. So how I'm going to be able, you know, to use the skill I learned to help my community, to help the country? That's absolutely a question that I can't even answer. Thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow, give me a kind of threat. I don't even know how. It's hard to be able to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. I try not to think about the future because I don't know. It's not clear. What's going to happen tomorrow? What I want to do doesn't matter. I won't be achieving what I really want to do tomorrow because I don't have that right to work. I can't make money. You know, I can't strive. I can't evolve. It's really difficult. I think the government have to rethink that strategy of not allowing asylum seekers to work.
This is the third part of the interview. You're going to hear me, I'm talking to the third person. How difficult it is to be an asylum system in the UK?
I've been in the asylum system for close to 4 years. And then each of these 4 years, it's just not days. They even totally affected and infected me in a lot of ways. And from somebody that came from a traumatic experience from where I came from, and having surrendered myself into this asylum system, and I can just say that the flashbacks are still with me, and I'm still going through bitterness and pains in me. This time, when I seek sanctuary in the UK, I was placed in an hotel. And of course, the parking hotel is that hotel that the stabbing happening. Up to this, they have the flashbacks. And it's a pain I will forever live with. I was not thinking that such a thing would happen to me in one of the most civilized countries, the United Kingdom, where I think security should be paramount. And my life was under threat. I came off from a building half naked as a very grown man. It was disturbing me. It keeps repeating to me. I still see the horror around me. And it keeps on and on and on.
You was in that hotel during the incidents in Park Inn. Did you used to live there?
I was in that hotel.
Yeah.
In fact, before coming to the hotel, I was living in an apartment.
Yeah.
For respect of humanity, I was just called for 10 minutes that, come down, they would kind of take me to our hotel. No one tells me, of course, sorry, come down, they're going to take you to another place. I don't know where am I going to. Okay. Until I landed myself into the hotel. I've been down for close to 4 months
okay.
until the said event took place.
Right.
And then in the hotel,
yeah.
my food culture was not allowed. I have no food to eat. I was forced to eat what they wanted me to do. I was called not by my name or my room number. That's dehumanizing me. I was born with a name. But in the hotel, I was called by my room number. I drink from the tap, the toilet, from the toilet. These are all things that will forever stay with me.
Do you think the money you receive from home office every week is enough to buy food, mobile top-up, and transport as well?
All the cost of living skyrocketing in the UK. I'm just a number. I'm not a human being. I've not been considered. I can't even meet up my daily obligations. I got 2 kids looking to up to me as a father. I can't stand as a fatherhood. I can't support no one. I have an aging mom. My kids are looking up to me. I can't even stand there at the time of time. I have no right to work. I've been in this country as a professional. Mark you, a social worker. Stem from over 10 years experience. I can't actualize my dreams. I can't, the £40 can't do me nothing. If I want to ration, if I want to go to school, I started a course in one of the colleges, Glasgow Kelvin.
Yeah.
Because I'm just alone. I have no right to bursary, no right to public, I have no recourse to public funds. So I was doing it all by myself. I need to juxtapose. I need to look around, what's my advantage? I'm tired, sick and tired. So I had to quit. I just do believe that there should be an opening field for each and everybody, depending on where you stand along the line and the right for asylum seekers. We need a system that will look at people with human face, with human dignity, so that they can contribute more.
People fleeing their countries from persecutions, violence, and coming to the UK to seek protections and found themselves in limbo. Asylum process is depressing, worrying, and demoralizing. Some people have been in asylum systems for more than 10 years, and some of them for more than 5 years, because of immigration systems is broken in the UK. What's the benefit of granting people seeking asylum the right to work? The benefit is improve their mental health and well-being, and also they allow people to integrate to the new community. Giving right to work for the people seeking asylum is allow them to utilize their skills and experience. Granting people right to work to live in dignity and to support their family. Granting people right to work is also benefit for the UK economics. This is the time for the UK government to leave the ban for the people seeking asylum and granting them right to work.